Hey, howdy, howdy, and happy, happy day. President Biden, he just pardoned his son, and people are in an uproar over that. Even some people on the left, which I find kind of interesting. President Trump had maybe jokingly said that he would pardon him. It would have been interesting to see had that happened or not, but in any event, he's now pardoned. I'm okay with that. I mean, he was a drug head, and he did silly things that drug heads are supposed to do. You're not supposed to pay your taxes and fill out forms and different things because you're in a different zone, right? However, when you do have taxes owing close to $1.5 million, that means you made a lot of money. How does a drug head make money when you can't complete a sentence? Ah, I know. There's a whole bunch of corruption there. The Biden crime family, they're all rich, extremely rich. Biden is extremely rich. How did he get to be rich? Oh, does it matter? Doesn't matter. Give him a pardon because it's just about guns and taxes and who cares? It's not just about that. It's a blanket pardon. It goes back 10 years. Anything that he done, it started, the 10-year period, is just before Biden started getting on boards with Ukraine and China and getting paid, you know, up to tens of millions of dollars, because apparently he had inside access because the vice president at the time was his dad, right? Wow. And so I'm okay with a pardon on the gun and the taxes thing, because again, you're a drug head and you're sober today, and God bless America. But it's not about that. It's about that blanket thing. He's preparing because he knows Trump's going to go after the family, and he needs to. Hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe. I mean, corruption, maybe. Find out. And now what are y'all going to do? You know what? This incoming, keep it up here, going fast, incoming borders are. He kind of makes me happy. I watch him, and he's a tough guy. He's talking now about a lot of things, of course, but I want to talk about the mayor. Mayors in different cities, and people say, it's a sanctuary city. We're not going to agree. Bah, bah, we're not going to do that. And he says, there will be consequences. Do not cross that line. Now you have the mayor of Denver who says, I'm going to cross the line. What are you talking about? He says, we're not going to do that in our communities. Of course, we're not going to obey the law. And Holman says, you know what? You don't do that. And the mayor says, I'll go to jail if I have to. And Holman has said on television, he said, what was that? I know. We agree on two things. One, he says he's willing to go to jail. Two, I'm willing to put him in jail. And the mayor has kind of backed up a little bit, not totally, but he's now said, well, it might help you with the murderers and those kinds of people, but we won't disrupt our communities. He's a charming guy, the mayor. You know, I watched him on TV the other night. He's an interesting guy. And I can see where people would like him, but you know what? They must like him because they voted for him. But liking a politician is like thinking a stripper likes you. I mean, they're just bad people. All of them? No, of course not. Most of them? Absolutely. Trump. You know, it's embarrassing for Canada and Mexico. It's very embarrassing to have someone come along and say, clean your house up or else. Oh, okay, I'll clean my house up now. Mow your grass. You're my neighbor and your grass is high, and you know what? I don't like how you live. You're affecting me because, you know, the value of my house has come down because of the way you look after your house. I'm now talking about Canada specifically, and it's embarrassing. You know, it's just embarrassing because now you have a Canadian premier saying, let's do what he says. Let's go patrol the borders because, yeah, there are a lot of people going across the border. They're sneaking across and they're selling fentanyl and doing all kinds of things. Really? It takes that, does it, to get you in line? That's kind of a sad, I don't know, just kind of a sad statement. Now, I got stuff. Let me see. The prime mistake of Canada. Talking about Canada still. I mean, he says, I'm going to give a GST, holiday, vacation to Canadians for a couple of months. And he's a hero now, of course, and everyone says, isn't this great? It's kind of interesting because when you take the GST off of junk food and booze, I guess that encourages you to get fat and ugly or something. I don't know, because right now there is no GST on good food. There isn't any. They don't charge for being healthy. But they have charged GST. GST, by the way, stands for goods and sales tax. So Trudeau, he just jumps in there trying to look like the hero all the time. And just when he met with Trump, he says, it was a great meeting, I guess. But the tariffs are still there till you clean up your country, the border. You know, mow the grass. Bah. Okay, now, lastly, it was Thanksgiving. It's a big deal. In the United States, it's a huge deal. I mean, the whole week there was hardly anybody working. And President-elect Trump on Thursday, which of course was Thanksgiving, he says this. He says, this guy makes me laugh. He says, Happy Thanksgiving to all Americans, including Radical left-wing lunatics. That's funny, funny. Happy Thanksgiving to all, including the radical left lunatics who have worked so hard to destroy our country and who have miserably failed and will always fail because their ideas and policies are so hopelessly bad that the great people of our nation just gave a landslide victory to those who want to make America great again. That's his wordage, and that was kind of cool. Okay, now let me show you a video, short video, about the Democrats having Thanksgiving dinner. Have a watch.
If this turkey tastes half as good as it looks, I think we're all in for a very big treat.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Okay, Adam.
Well, I guess it's past now, but happy Thanksgiving. Y'all come back. See ya.